you call that book black pudding and blood pudding?
Mm-hmm. Probably. In England, they would definitely call it black pudding.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, they might call it a blood pudding, but I don't know which they would call it.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you have to do after milk to get the impurities out?
Strain the milk.
Okay.
Or sieve it.
And something that's kind of a fruit, citrus fruit that grows well around the valley.
Oranges, grapefruit, lemon, lime.
If you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
And say if you left an apple lying around and it dried out, you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all...
shriveled.
And the kind of animal that barks...
dog.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him!
Okay. What different kind?
Get him!
What different kinds of dogs? I don't mean breeds, but I mean, like what would you call a mixed breed dog if you didn't know what kind you are?
Oh, I'd call them, we'd call them Heinz 57 varieties. Not a stray, because it wouldn't have to be a stray, just a, not a purebred. You'd have a purebred or a thoroughbred. What do you call a dog that's not? Wouldn't be a cur. A cur is usually a mangy stray,
mm-hmm.
not bred animal. We used to get them from the SPCA. That's what we always had when I was a child.
What would you call a small, noisy dog?
A nuisance.
Did you ever hear a fight?
A feisty? No, I never heard of a feist, but I've sure heard of feisty somethings.
Uh-huh.
And a feisty person is one who is generally more belligerent for his size than normal.
So if you had a mean dog, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite you.
And yesterday the dog
bit you.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Did you ever say he got dog bit?
No. I've heard it.
You've heard
from
it?
From more uneducated people.
Mm-hmm.
He was dog bit.
Huh?
He was dog bit. I heard that, but
uh-huh.
But I would say bitten, and I think most of the people I know would say he was bitten by a dog rather than dog something.
The kind of animal that you plow with would be
a horse or a mule or an ox.
Okay, two of those hitched together would be called a
team. A team of horses, a team of oxen, a team of mules.
Okay. And you'd say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride.
And yesterday he...
rode the horse.
And I have never...
ridden a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell...
fell off the horse.
And a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. He'd say, I guess I must have...
fell out of... I must have fallen out of bed.
Okay.
I fell out of bed last night.
What about, must have fallen off the bed?
You might say that, but I'd probably say fell out of bed.
And the things you put on the horse's feet?
Horseshoes.
Okay. And before you put the shoes on, you have to trim
the hoof.
And all a horse has four?
Hooves.
Okay.
I would say four hooves.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You going swimming? See you later.
Okay.
Where do you go swimming around here?
Some friends have a pool. About a couple of miles from here.
A game you play with the horseshoes is called?
Horseshoes is all I know. Pitching horseshoes.
Do you ever sit play with rings instead of horseshoes?
No, it's quoits.
Is that common around here?
We had a game when I was a little girl, and we had quoits. We had the two stakes, and we had horseshoes, and we also had quoits.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's common. We had it.
The animal that you milk.
The cow.
And the male is called
the bull.